Alberta's United Conservative Party government has delivered several major changes to the province's coal policy since taking office. These policy shifts have at times seemed abrupt, in the case of the recent lifting of the moratorium on new coal development in the eastern slopes of the Rocky Mountains, unaccompanied by official announcements. But lobbying records and corporate documents show that communication between the coal industry and government departments on the remaking of Alberta's coal policy has been continuous and extensive. And it appears to have been influential. A review of hundreds of pages of publicly available documents by Great West Media has also identified 14 former government insiders hired by coal companies and industry associations to lobby for favorable coal policy changes, including past energy and environment ministers, an Alberta energy regulator, AIR, executive, policy advisors, and various senior staff from UCP, NDP, Wildrose, and Progressive Conservative caucuses. Here is a timeline detailing the coal industry's lobbying campaigns, lobbyist ties to Alberta politics, and key policy decisions. March 22, 2017. Benga Mining Limited hires Alistair Sanderson to lobby the government on provincial coal policy, the Water Act and water licensing in southern Alberta, and approval of the Grassy Mountain coal mine. Sanderson held the position of Assistant Deputy Minister at Alberta's Department of Energy until 2016. May 1, 2017. Benga expands lobbying through a contract with Impact Consulting. Alberta's lobbyist registry lists two consultant lobbyists handling Benga's file. Jason Ennis, former senior policy advisor to the Deputy Minister of Alberta Agriculture and Rural Development, and Brooks Merritt, senior communications consultant serving various ministers until 2015. September 21, 2018, after acquiring Impact Consulting, Global Public Affairs assumes responsibility for Benga's lobbying campaign. Elon MacDonald, who served as acting chief of staff and advisor to Premier Alison Redford, joins Ennis and Merritt as a consultant lobbyist on the file. June 18, 2019. The Coal Association of Canada's CAC president, Robin Campbell, meets with Minister of Environment and Parks Jason Nixon to discuss proposed coal mining in the eastern slopes and related land use planning and zoning. Campbell was an MLA from 2008 to 2015 and served as the Minister of Environment, Finance, and Aboriginal Relations. Rhys O'Hara, who was Chief of Staff to the Alberta's Transportation Minister until 2015, is also listed as a lobbyist for CAC in the Provincial Registry. June 21, 2019. Campbell meets with Deputy Minister of Alberta Energy to discuss potential coal mining, primarily export coal in the eastern slopes, and making amendments to the 1976 coal policy to reflect updated land use plans and attract investment to build coal mines. September 17, 2019. Campbell meets with Minister of Indigenous Relations Rick Wilson to discuss consultation capacity and impact benefits of resource projects, specifically coal mines in Alberta. He also meets again with Nixon about coal mining in the eastern slopes. October 11, 2019, Minister of Economic Development, Trade, and Tourism Tanya Furr and Minister Nixon meet with Valerie Resources Chairman Vaughn Wishart. October 29 to 2019, in a letter to Wishart, Furr states that Alberta is open for business. After touting plans to cut corporate taxes by a third and reduce red tape, Furr tells Wishart to contact her if there is anything I can do to help in the completion of your mining project. December 2019. Though not listed in the province's lobbyist registry, Atrium Coal states in a year-end report that, throughout 2019, senior executives of Atrium also had numerous meetings and engagement activities with Alberta government officers and ministers of Alberta Energy, Alberta Environment and Parks, and Alberta Infrastructure. January 30, 2020. Deputy Minister of Energy meets with CAC President Campbell to discuss exporting Alberta coal and potential opportunities for stranded coal assets. February 2020. In an investor presentation document, Valerie Resources says it has recently met with key members of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta and received strong statements of support indicating that the provincial government is pro-development and open for business. February 18, 2020. Campbell meets with Minister of Red Tape Reduction to talk options for reviewing the 1976 coal policy. April 2020. In a scoping study of its Ceylon coal project, Atrium says its regular engagement with Alberta government has increased confidence the project will be approved, potentially as early as this year. April 30, 2020. CAC President Campbell discusses the 1976 coal policy and land use planning with the Minister of Energy. May 15, 2020. The Government of Alberta rescinds the 1976 coal policy and announces it is modernizing the rules to provide flexibility and certainty for industry. May 22, 2020. Lobbying records filed by CAC state Campbell will discuss the implications of the 1976 coal policy with the Minister and Deputy Minister of Energy. A meeting with the Premier is also requested, and the CAC President is expected to present to UCP Energy Caucus in months ahead. October 7, 2020. GPA begins lobbying government on coal policy and the development of operations for Cabin Ridge Holdings Limited. Handling the file are Ennis and Brian Senio, former special advisor to the Minister of Finance, 2015. November 30, 2020. Montem Resources contracts Mark Taylor, Executive Vice President of Operations Division for the AIR from 2017 to 2019, to lobby for approval to restart Tent Mountain Mine without the requirement to conduct a new environmental impact assessment. February 8, 2021. Following extensive public pushback, the Government of Alberta reinstates the coal policy, issues directives banning mountaintop removal mining and restricting exploration approvals on Category 2 lands, and promises to consult with the public. April 5, 2021. New West Public Affairs begins lobbying various ministries for Montem, including discussing the 1976 coal policy and seeking approvals required to resume Tent Mountain operations. Consultant lobbyists include Sonia Kant, former UCP Communications Chair, Keith McLaughlin, Chief of Staff to the Municipal Affairs Minister from 2016 to 2019, Matt Solberg, Principal Secretary to Wildrose Party Leader Brian Jean, Press Secretary for Jean's Leadership Campaign and Director of Communications for the 2019 UCP election campaign. July 13, 2021. Benga hires Longview Communications to lobby for the Grassy Mountain Project and discuss how it fits within the government's broader coal and economic development policies. Lobbyists include Evan Leggett, Assistant to Alberta's Energy Minister in 2012-13, Executive Director of the Progressive Conservative Association of Alberta, and Campaign Manager for Doug Schweitzer's UCP Leadership Campaign. June 22, 2022. Benga contracts Crestview Strategy to continue lobbying campaign on coal policy and Grassy Mountain. Lobbyists include Evan Menzies, who previously worked as a Communications Director for the UCP and Wildrose. November 4, 2022, Ram River Coal Corp. enlists Longview Communications consultant Leggett to provide information on its proposed mine project in the Rocky Mountain foothills west of Red Deer. September 6, 2023, Northback Holdings, formerly Benga Mining, files three applications for exploratory drilling related to Grassy Mountain Project. September 21, 2023, Northback contracts Enterprise Canada, with Stephen McClellan, past Director of Policy and Research for UCP Caucus, assigned to advocate for project decisions and approvals. November 16, 2023, Energy Minister Brian Jean sends letter to AIR sharing his interpretation of existing ministerial orders and identifying Grassy Mountain, Tent Mountain, Mine 14, and Vista Mine, advanced projects. April 30, 2024. Lobbying records show in the preceding 6 months, CAC met with Energy and Environment Deputy Ministers on issues as they relate to the coal industry, economic opportunities, the coal policy and existing land use planning. DEC. 2024. Alberta announces modernized coal policy coming in 2025, which includes a ban on new open pit mines, with exemptions for advanced projects. January 15, 2024. Jean sends a letter to the air rescinding the moratorium on coal exploration and development. January 20, 2025. Northback updates its lobbyist registry to include Colin Aitchison, Acting Director of Government Communications and Senior Press Secretary, 2022-23, and Government of Alberta Press Secretary, 2019-20. The Office of the Minister of Energy and Minerals said in an email this lobbying has had no impact on the government's coal policy. No lobbying effort has influenced the current government's decisions. We cannot speak of the NDP decision to reverse the 1976 coal policy and allowed applications for coal mines in Category 2 lands in 2016-18.